All right. Good morning, families. You guys excited and ready for Christmas?
Yes.
Yes, I'm so excited. My name's Danny, and I work upstairs in Highway 34, if you don't know me or you haven't met me yet. And I am so passionate about families being deeply connected to each other. And so I'm so excited that Fellowship does these family services, because this is such an incredible time for families to worship together, connect deeply together. And as you leave and go home, our goal is to give you tools and to give you resources that will help you be more deeply connected. So we're going to jump right in to our family service. And I'm just going to read this verse again, and we're going to talk about what John is saying here in his gospel. So in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. Now, that passage is a little confusing, right? Now, raise your hand if you know, when John says the Word, raise your hand if you know who he's talking about. It's the easiest Sunday school answer of all time. All right, who's he talking about? He's talking about Jesus, right? So let's read this verse again. And this time, let's insert Jesus every time John uses the word, all right? I want you to yell Jesus with me, okay? In the beginning was Jesus. And Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. So this passage continues, and it says, in him, Jesus, was life. And that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. So what does this mean for us? What does this mean that Jesus was the light, is the light of all mankind? I think it means this, that Jesus is the light that brings clarity to our lives. It's my desire that this morning, that this truth, that Jesus is the light that brings clarity to our lives, that this truth will lead us to do three things this season, and hopefully for the rest of our lives. I hope it leads us to focus on Jesus more. I hope it leads us to find clarity. And I hope it leads us to hope in Jesus. So what does it mean to focus on Jesus? And we all know that Jesus is the reason for the season, right? But there are so many other things that are going on this time of year. Really, they're just always, life is always happening. All right, but why does Jesus, I want to talk about why Jesus, or John says that Jesus is the light, okay? If you think about light, we think about a couple different things. Light obviously illuminates this whole place, right? It helps us see. Light from the sun helps life to grow. It gives us warmth. All right, but when John, thousands of years ago, wrote this, what did he mean in his culture, in his time, by saying that Jesus is the light? See, God's people, the Hebrews, believed that light symbolized something. So light to them represented something more than just illumination. Light actually symbolized knowledge. Light was a symbol of knowledge or understanding or truth. So when John writes that Jesus is the light of all mankind, what he's saying is that Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the knowledge of God. Jesus is the understanding of our lives, of our existence. So how do we focus on this more? I want you guys to imagine, you see all the lights in this room? Look at all of these lights around us. Okay, look up. Look around us. So many lights everywhere. Now imagine if these lights represent distractions in our lives. All of these lights represent different things in our lives that take our focus off of Jesus. And how do we know which light we're supposed to focus on the most? Now, watch what happens when we lower these lights. When we dim the lights and we lower the distractions, you can't see it, but this candle is lit. And if we actually turn off every light in this room, you could still maybe kind of see the light in this candle. So, the idea is, you can turn the lights back on. The idea is that for us to focus on Jesus, sometimes it means we have to eliminate other things that we're focusing on. For us to focus on the light that brings clarity to our lives, we have to cut out, turn off, turn down other things that require our focus. And if Jesus is the true light that brings true clarity to our lives, that should be a pretty simple decision to make, right? But it's not always. So that's why we need tools to help us, all right? So I want to talk about a couple tools that will help us focus on Jesus more, okay? So we're going to play a little game, all right? I have a phrase up here. I have a picture that you just saw. And I want you to finish the phrase when you see the picture, okay? Do you guys understand how to play this? You just got to finish the phrase. All right, keep your eye on the ball. You already knew it. That's right. Keep your eye on the ball. Now, this is a phrase that helps us focus, right? We have any baseball players in the room? Okay, a couple baseball players. Any Cleveland Indian fans in the room? No, oh no, I'm sorry, I mentioned it. I just say, because I actually had a stint with the Cleveland Indians a couple years back. This is me in my uniform. Played, there's minor leagues there. All right, next one. Finish the phrase when you see the picture. Keep your eye on the target. Yes, keep your eye on the target. Again, these are phrases, keep your eye on the ball, keep your eye on the target. These are phrases that we use to help us what?
Focus.
When you step up to the plate, all right? What is your coach saying? What are your teammates saying? What are you saying in your head? Just keep your eye on the ball, keep your eye on the ball. When you step up to shoot an arrow at the target, what do you need to do? Keep your eye on the target, keep your eye on the target. So these phrases help us accomplish our mission, right? So phrases and habits are different tools that we can use to accomplish our mission. So what I want you guys to do next is I want you guys to get together as a family and I want you to ask yourselves, how can we keep our eyes focused on Jesus for the next 25 days until Christmas morning? What are phrases? What are habits? What are some tools that as a family we can use to help keep our eyes focused on Jesus, the true light? So you guys get together. There's the handout that you got when you walked in. There's a list of room on the back of that for you guys to write those things out. Write as many things out as you can think of. All right, guys, let's all say it together. Jesus is the light that brings clarity to our lives. All right, so we just talked about how do we focus on that light? We eliminate distractions and we find a tool to help us do it. Now, what do we mean by clarity? We learned that light, that Jesus is the light, that John meant that Jesus is the knowledge, the understanding, the truth of God. Well, what do we mean by he brings, that light brings us clarity? Let's look to Psalms 119, 105. David wrote a psalm hundreds of years before John wrote his verse about Jesus. And when David wrote that your word, God, is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. Now, I love when the Old Testament and the New Testament intersect, and we see truth in the Old Testament that we see in the New Testament. And what David is saying, that God's truth is a lamp unto his feet. And what he means by that is that in life, God's truth helps David to walk in a clear direction. Have you guys ever been in your house, your own house, and it's pitch black, and you're trying to find the bathroom, and you can't see your hand in front of your face, and so you're walking like this. You're like, okay, I know the wall's right here, and I know the stairs right, you know, and you don't know where you're going. You can't see where you're going. God's truth is a light that illuminates our path. That's what David is saying here. So when John says that Jesus is the Word, okay, remember that verse that we read earlier? John was saying that Jesus is the Word, and David is saying that, God, your Word is a light for me. Jesus is the Word of God. Jesus is God himself living and speaking the truth of God. And that's what I love about the Old Testament and, again, the New Testament intersecting. We see this truth all over the Bible. So when God's light helps us in times of darkness, so you have darkness that surrounds you, and that could be a loss of a loved one. It could be just any kind of struggle. God's light helps us understand why that struggle is happening. Or God's light, Jesus' light, brings clarity to a situation that outside of looking at it through the lens of God and through a biblical worldview wouldn't make any sense. And so that's how Jesus' light can bring clarity to our lives. Now, an incredible resource that Fellowship has produced and released is this Clarity 2020 book. It's an 18-month devo that all congregations across Fellowship are going to be using and going through for the next, again, 18 months. It's an incredible resource with family devotions in here. And I highly recommend that you guys, if you don't have a copy yet, we have some in the back. They're $5. If you can't afford it, we'll give it to you. But it's an incredible tool. It's a tool that will help us focus on Jesus and find clarity in 2020 in our lives. So if you don't have one, please pick one of those up as you leave. So this is kind of a word picture here, all right? We find ourselves in some kind of darkness, or we just find ourselves wondering where we're going. What are we doing in life? Any parents ever, I'm about to have a baby in a couple months. What am I doing? I'm 25 and we're having our first child. What is happening? That's what's going through my mind right now. I've got 15 weeks until my child comes into the world, and I got to figure out what I'm doing. But you know what? I know that this is true, that Jesus brings clarity to my life. But we got to be plugged into Jesus. And John in chapter 15 says that if we abide in Christ, Christ abides in us. And I believe this truth, that Christ's light, that his truth will bring clarity, will bring direction, will bring guidance, will bring wisdom to Haley and I as we journey through life. So next thing I want you guys to do in this next breakout is to commit to doing two things. Commit to doing two things as a family, as a unit, together. Commit to doing two things from now until Christmas that will help you focus on Jesus. That could be we're going to eliminate this, or that could be we're going to use Clarity 2020 as a tool to help us focus on Jesus. Two things, and this is to start you off. You don't have to finish it right now in this service, but I want you to get started on it. So for the next 4 minutes, as a family, decide what two things you're going to do to help you all focus on Jesus from now until Christmas, 25 days. Go ahead and start. All right, all the kids, say it with me. Jesus is the light that brings clarity to our lives. All right, parents, say it with me. Jesus is the light that brings clarity to our lives. You know, we could swap this word light out for truth, and we could swap this word clarity out for purpose. So let's read it like that. Truth and purpose, all right? Jesus is the truth that brings purpose to our lives. I love that. Guys, Jesus, I firmly believe this with every fiber of my being, that Jesus is the truth that brings purpose to my life. I've experienced that. And that's why I'm so passionate about it. That's why I'm so passionate about families going home and focusing on this. Mom, Dad, you have to model this. You have to model focusing on Jesus. You have to model finding clarity in Jesus. And you have to model finding hope in Jesus. This last part of John 5 here, 1 verse 5, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. That's our hope, that Jesus has already overcome the darkness. He's already overcome the struggle. He's already overcome the sorrow. And he was born so that we could have a second birth, like we just sang. One of the tools that you can do this Advent is the Advent candles. First week of Advent, we light the candle of hope. It's one thing you can do as a family to keep your eyes focused on Jesus. I want to read a benediction over you guys before you leave. This is Ephesians, and Paul writes this to the church at Ephesus, to his brothers and sisters there, his fellow believers. And I want to read this over you guys, and then we'll dismiss. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church, in Christ Jesus, through all generations, forever and ever. Amen. You're dismissed.